This is New England Public Media. Massachusetts officials say their COVID vaccination efforts are gaining steam, and a major rollback of restrictions on some businesses begins this week. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the Statehouse News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Despite the COVID website being a lumpy and bumpy user experience, the state says more than 500,000 residents are fully vaccinated. As that percentage of vaccinated folks rises and the number of cases significantly lowers, Governor Charlie Baker has lifted more restrictions and today brings big changes for restaurants in particular. Matt, can you describe what's going on as well as the pushback to Baker's plan?
Yeah, well, restaurants, like most businesses, have been under capacity limits for how many patrons, customers they can welcome into their spaces. Starting today, most businesses will see their capacity increase to 50%. But for restaurants, no more capacity limits. They will still have to abide by 6 foot of distancing between tables, masks when you're not seated, no more than 6 people per table, and no longer dining than 90 minutes. But the capacity limits are gone. And for the first time, the administration is saying that restaurants can have a live musical performances. So if you're that kind of a restaurant and that is how you bring the customers in, you can return to bringing in live music. So it is a big day for restaurants and many businesses across the state, as concert halls, indoor performance venues, and other types of businesses like roller skating rinks, trampoline parks, other indoor recreation facilities are allowed to open for the first time in months. But there are public health experts who see risk in opening up too much, too fast, especially with a number of the COVID variants still circulating. They haven't taken hold in Massachusetts, but they do pose a threat.
The plan also includes allowing crowds at large venues with baseball season right around the corner. What are the rules for those sorts of events we're looking at?
Yeah, so later in the month, Governor Baker says that he is ready to open up phase 4 of reopening. If you go back to May when the governor first put out his phased reopening strategy, phase 4 seemed so far off. It was dubbed the new normal, and it was dependent on vaccines. But with vaccines here, the governor says that large venues with the capacities of over 5,000 people, that is Fenway Park, TD Garden, Gillette Stadium, can start welcoming fans back into the seats at 12% capacity. So that means about 4,500 fans, as long as the public health metrics stay good and trending down, will be able to go to opening day at Fenway Park on April 1st.
Education Commissioner Jeff Riley and the governor have both taken a firm stance on getting youngsters back into classrooms soon. Many schools have settled on a hybrid model with kids in class a couple of days a week, but Baker and Riley are looking to force elementary schools to get kids back in class full time. What's the strategy?
Yeah, the Education Department Commissioner Riley is going to be seeking this authority from the board, and they've laid out a plan to have kids back learning in person, especially the elementary school grades, by April. They believe that the health data supports this. The kids are missing out and being harmed too much by continuing to learn remotely. They feel the transmission in schools is actually quite low. It's cases being brought into schools is where we see the numbers, according to the administration. But this, too, has gotten some pushback. Teachers' unions in particular feel that teachers should be prioritized for vaccinations if they are going to be told that they have to be back in the classroom. Teachers are in the next phase of the vaccine rollout, but that will be a huge group of people. There will be a lot of, again, limited space and difficulty booking appointments. And we continue to hear from lawmakers and teachers that they should be given priority if the focus is going to be on a return to in-person learning.
And briefly, switching gears here, a decision was made about a state office last week that is incredibly important, but it's rarely making the headlines. The Office of Campaign and Political Finance will get its first new boss in a quarter century, Woburn City Clerk William Campbell. How big a deal is this?
I mean, it's a pretty big deal. I mean, this is a type of job, obviously, that you can see someone hang on to for quite a long time. The last occupant of this office had it for over 25 years, and This is someone who will make decisions, not just on enforcement of campaign finance violations and penalties moving forward, but interpretations of campaign finance law as campaigns get more and more sophisticated and find ways around different rules and regulations. Here we have Secretary Galvin agreeing with both the heads of the Republican and Democratic parties on Bill Campbell to take on this role, someone who actually ran as a Republican against Secretary Galvin. So an interesting choice and one to watch as he gets settled into that new office.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. As always, thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at nepm.org. This is New England Public Media.